Welcome to the Next Regeneration Podcast by the Osteology Foundation. We feature hot topics and novel perspectives, always with relevance to the dental career and practice. Join our hosts, Anina and Elena, as they speak with new guests from around the world each month and learn more about what's important for the next generation in oral regeneration.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Next Regeneration podcast. So in this new episode, we are going to discuss about networking in dentistry. You know, in 2023, probably it's more important than ever for dentists to have a strong network of peers and colleagues, both online and offline. And what a better occasion to discuss this than at the International Symposium in Barcelona, where we are recording live today. So in this episode, we will discuss the best ways to take advantage of social media platforms for building a network in dentistry, as well as strategies for building and maintaining your professional network. So we have a very special guest with us today, right, Anina? Do you want to introduce him?
Yes, of course, Anela, I want to. Well, today we want to delve into a world of professional networking in dentistry. And as you already said, we are at the Congress in Barcelona, so very good topic.
No better moderator.
No. So we are very happy to have Alberto Montia join us today. He is a highly accomplished dental professional with extensive experience in research and clinical practice. And after receiving his DDS in 2011 from the European University of Madrid in Spain, he began his research career as a clinical postdoc at the University of Michigan. He obtained his certificate and master in periodontology from the Department of Periodontics and Oral Medicine at the University of Michigan, and was then awarded the ITI scholarship at the University of Bern. Really good. Currently, he runs a successful private practice in periodontics and implant dentistry, while he is also serving as a faculty member at the Department of Periodontics of the International University of Catalonia in Spain. Hello, Alberto.
Hello, Anina, Elena. Thank you very much for this very kind invitation. I feel very honored. And I indeed acknowledge this initiative, you know, in order to approach all the young generations in order to follow the right steps for become successful in the academic career.
Great. So thank you very much for being with us today. So Alberto, one of the reasons we invited you today to our podcast is because of your broad network and active engagement with other professionals in dentistry. So just to start the discussion, can you tell us why you think it is so important, so crucial for dentists to build a professional network, both online and also offline?
Well, the obvious reason is to enrich the knowledge. If you have the ability not only to get enrolled in an academic position or perhaps to be exposed to science, but also to have the ability to interact with the main characters of the science or also the clinical application, that will be more enriching in order to learn which are the tip and pearls often, which is the, let's say, the right network in order to do or to carry out science. So I believe that is critical, in particular for the youngsters, in order to go one step forward in the achievement of a desired goal, whether it's scientific or clinical.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I completely agree with you. And, you know, networking is particularly useful on social media, right? And there are different platforms. So can you give us some names of social media platforms that are particularly useful for building a network in dentistry and how dentists can also use them effectively? Maybe you can mention some of them and
I don't consider myself, I have to disclose this, I don't consider myself an expert in social media, but I believe that it should be applied with cautiousness. So a few of them that can be listed are Instagram, of course, Facebook, which is the most traditional one, LinkedIn, ResearchGate, in order to share the scientific profile. And I believe that the most responsible use of social media is always to whatever you want to say, do it respectfully, open-minded, and of course, always based on an approach which has been evidence-based. So do not try to go to push very much the boundary, and try to go towards heroic interventions in the case of, clinical applications. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, that might be encouraging for the youngsters that have not been exposed to the scientific world in order to apply these type of interventions, and subsequently that may fail. And you know, the major consequence of that will be that the failures will happen in our patients. So I believe that responsibility is something that has to be applied in social media. Then concerning LinkedIn and ResearchGate, for instance, the good thing is that it provides you the exposure of what you are doing on your daily basis, and also what you are doing in your scientific career. So somehow you can build up your network based upon different topics, different subjects, even controversial subjects. And that, I believe, that are a few of the keys in order to build up a successful network.
And just out of curiosity, because, you know, there are different platforms, for instance, Instagram, let's say. Do you normally have, let's say, a professional account and a personal one? Do you keep them separated? I mean, what is your feeling about that?
Yeah, so I do. I personally do. Okay. I don't have anything against mixing them all together. But in my case, I have a personal Instagram account and a professional Instagram account, where my goal is mainly to show not only what I do on my daily basis, but also to expose, for instance, articles that I publish or that publish my group, in order to spread the message. And somehow I will say that that's a part of generosity, you know, to expose science to people that may not have access to PubMed, or in underdeveloped countries that where dentistry might not have been developed at the stage of understanding well science. So somehow it's about digesting all what we are doing in the clinical setting and also in the scientific setting as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and I just go back a bit and what you said about the responsibility. So, you know, you have this one platform, one account. So there you are somehow a professional, and you also interact with your followers, let's say, when we speak about the Instagram. So it's really there you connect, because somehow there you are the professional person, and it is somehow about dentistry, let's say. And yes, of course, and then it's the private, and it totally makes sense. I mean, for, at least for me, it makes totally sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know, do you have a question? Otherwise, I will ask. I have a very good question.
Well,
if you want to go on, go on. I will do it later.
Good. Okay.
Because, you know, we are at the moment here in Barcelona, so it's a perfect opportunity to do network, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, you try, and then you are leaving. Most of us leave a Saturday. And then, you know, you have also to maintain this kind of network. And I think there, how do you do that?
Well, I like to do it in a more professional manner, not by means of social media, but mm-hmm. rather by mailing, by emailing. You have the opportunity here at this fantastic symposium, Osteology, to interact with many people, not to meet, to interact with many people, with many of your role models, let's say. So here, if you show up your interest and you have the ability really to interact with that person, and that person feels that may have some attractive, that person has some attractiveness in order to be embraced, then it's a matter of, you know, trying to, of course, the one which is not the, let's say, the speaker in this case, or the role model, should be approaching that person by emailing, you know, in order to mm-hmm. maintain, to sustain that that interaction. And that's a great way, you know, in order to build up the network, because as you very well pointed out, Anina, is not only about building it up, but about maintaining it.
Mm.
But for that, you have to be always encouraging. You have to be proactive. It's not a matter of just showing one day and then don't show any longer. So, of course, if the baseline, let's say, as an example, is Osteology, later what's next? ITI Consensus Conference, any ITI Study Club, the upcoming Osteology Conference, or any other scientific meeting in order to maintain that interaction.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. It's a matter of maintaining and keeping the contacts, absolutely. So we discuss about different ways, let's say, of doing networking. So we have the social media, we have the face-to-face events. So thank God we went back to face-to-face events after COVID. But I don't know if you have any personal experience, let's say, of a particular event or conference that was particularly successful for networking that maybe, I don't know, ended up in a professional collaboration or in a joint paper or, I don't know, anything that's particularly relevant.
So I have a very interesting one because I was fortunate to did my training at the University of Michigan. And at the time being, HOMLY1 was collecting the best clinicians and scientists in the world in order to visit us and deliver lectures. So in 2016, István Urban came twice for the Ranfier Symposium and later to give another hands-on for us. So I had the opportunity to meet up him there. I was actually kayaking with him along the river in Ann Arbor. And since then, actually, we interacted so well, we got along very nicely, that we had the opportunity to publish together, which, you know, in 2015, 2016, he was not so well known in the scientific, as a scientific profile. But I somehow, well, actually, our group help him to develop that profile as well. And at the same time, it was obvious. I enriched my knowledge by capturing, you know, all the lessons learned in guided bone regeneration. So that's an interesting one. Of course, I have many more. When I moved to the University of Bern, I interacted, I hung out with Danny Busser very frequently. So I had the opportunity not only to retrieve, you know, professional aspects, but also personal aspects. And that's very different because that's very important because when you set a role model, it's not only about meeting that person within the academic environment, but also outside. So you will try to replicate their behavior.
Yeah, I think one of the things you mentioned is really because it's one thing when we talk just about the connection, right, and the network, but it has also like the sparkling effect between two people. Because, you know, there's one thing like, okay, this person, it must be working, but maybe it's not working, right? Because it just doesn't work and it doesn't spark. Because I think that is one of the things, because the good work you do with your friends, and it's also somehow not really build up a professional network, it's also like build up a friendship. Because with friends, it just makes more fun,
Of
right?
course.
Because then it doesn't end at 5 p.m., let's say, because then you just continue and it just makes it easier, everything.
You always have to be generous. You have to understand that if you are right at the base of the pinnacle, you have to provide more than to receive. But then when you go one step up, you will start to receiving more and then to receive more and then to receive more. So it's all a process. It's not just a single collaboration or a single step, but rather like a process that you have to mature.
I mean, yeah, I think so. And then when we talk about the opportunities, let's say, because you already mentioned other networking events, so maybe we can just quickly go through that, because I think maybe you can give us some examples of successful professional networks in dentistry and what kind of dentists can learn from that. I mean,
Well, I
maybe.
will say that all the scientific societies, I'm part of the board of the Spanish Society of Periodontology and also Integration, of course, is very encouraging. That's an international meeting. Osteology Foundation Symposium, it's really,
Absolutely.
I will say that this is the leading symposium in regeneration, no doubt about it. Of course, ITI. A few of the Swiss societies, I believe that they contributed very proactively and in a very accurate path in order to, you know, enhance the knowledge worldwide in regeneration and implant dentistry. And then, of course, other aesthetic labs arranged by ITI, arranged by Osteology, by many corporate forums as well.
Yeah,
So.
but as you said, it's not just a question of attending. You really need to try to be proactive, isn't
You
it? Yeah.
always have
You
to be.
cannot just go there and sit in your corner, but definitely try to interact and follow up, as you said. So after the conference, maybe an email or just already planning for the next event. So in this way, you build up and you maintain
Right.
your
And
connections.
I believe that the right notion always, Elena, is to be humble. Because if you are humble, you understand which are your potentials but also which are your limitations. So what is the growing path? And that's key. That's key in particular for all the youngsters in order to be successful.
Yeah, thank you very much for giving us like some key like tips and tricks how we now start networking. And yeah, I think we had a very interesting discussion today.
Absolutely, yes. You gave us very nice tips. And it's also nice to hear that we all have the same problems and challenges and we all try to create our network. So it's nice to hear different opinions. And hopefully we gave, again, good suggestions for the listeners, for all the young people that are attending conferences and are trying to build up their reputation, but also their connections.
Yeah, I hope so. And maybe we initiated some networks now.
Yeah,
well, maybe. Exactly. Let's see.
Exactly.
Thank you very much that you were here today with us.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Elena.
Thank you, Alberto.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Next Regeneration Podcast by the Osteology Foundation. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. This helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode.